I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Josh Reese.
What's going on?
What's up today? I'm just doing everything I can to derail everything we're doing today.
I guess.
No, today I'm really hyped, Andrew. Really hyped. We saw a good episode of Better Call Saul. And you know what? We saw an above average indie film. An above average indie film that you had to drag me to because I was like, I don't want to see that bullshit. Because we saw the trailer in the theater a couple months ago, and I was like,
I said to you, this could be one of those things that looks bad, but ends up being awesome. And I was right.
And you're right. It looks bad, but it's a very serviceable movie.
You were cracking
very
up.
Very serviceable
you
movie.
You loved it. Why can't you just admit you loved it?
I didn't love it.
Look, I loved it.
There was a lot of good parts, and we're going to get to it. But we have to get the hogwash first, Andrew.
This is my job. These are my lines, you piece of shit.
I was trying to help you out, Andrew. Yes. I'm trying to help you steer the ship to greatness.
I don't need
We're
your help
on the way.
To steer the ship. I don't need your help to steer anything. There's a reason why I drive whenever we go somewhere.
Yeah, what kind of fucking bullshit is that? I can drive. I've had my driver's license since I was 18 years old.
So it took you a couple years.
It took me a couple years. But you know what? I've been an A-OK driver ever since.
Okay, that's great. So we're going to review Better Call Saul. We're going to review Everything Everywhere All at Once. But first, we have to cover the Hollywood hogwash. See, I can do it. I don't need your help.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So a new trailer for The Boys was released last week.
Yes, please.
Josh hasn't seen it yet, so let's watch it together. It's 2.5 minutes.
Of greatness, I would imagine.
Yeah, here we go.
So, let me say it again, Cam. I may be a superhero, but I'm also just a man who fell in love with the wrong woman.
Just a man who fell for the wrong woman.
A racist?
Out of crisis comes change.
I am very excited for everyone to meet the real me.
Oh, dear God.
He looks the same.
Mom is Homelander. Something broken.
He looks very broken.
Love mommy, daddy, and Abu.
Hey,
they're friends now.
No killing soups, no drinking. Even follow Hugh Campbell's orders without strangling him.
Now you're just being cruel.
Or maybe you're not such an asshole.
Hugh's the boss?
People now have superpowers. But real power isn't this. It's the ability to bend the world to your will.
Jesus.
That's
Hello,
funny.
Hello, everyone.
The gloves are off. Thought we could fight God the right way, but we can't. It's all rigged. We have to do it your way.
We're all we've got.
Oh, there she is.
The head exploder.
I think I have something.
Evil AOC.
Maybe we can use it to blow Homelander's fucking brains out.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's Soldier Boy.
Evil Captain America?
This makes you a soup for 24 hours. You're gonna need it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The whole point of what we do is that no one should have that kind of power.
Right.
For once, I'll level the fucking playing field.
Interesting.
I show people the real me.
God damn it.
I mean, they fucking love me.
he's so Bradley Cooper.
He's so vain.
Fuck, fuck, fuck! Fuck, fuck, fuck!
Christ, Soldier Boy.
Oh, shit!
Oh, that's not Captain America-like.
Well, no.
Interesting.
Not.
Ugh.
That looks amazing.
I can't wait for this season to come out. Well, how long do we have to wait? Another month?
No, it's just like 2 weeks, I think.
2 weeks? Oh,
2 weeks.
Giddy me.
Isn't it June? Isn't it June?
Is it June? I thought it was July.
No, June 3rd, dude.
June 3rd. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Oh, God. We're going to have a busy, busy time.
Yes, we are.
We got the new Star Wars coming out, and now The Boys, and we still haven't figured out how we're going to cover The Boys, because, damn, I'm going to zoom through that in
one week. No. It's not coming out all at once.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe the first three episodes drop the first week, but then after that, it's episodic.
We probably got to figure that out.
Or it's episodic. It's weekly.
Again, I'm going to zoom through that very quickly as soon as it comes out.
Well, yeah, we'll do it week by week.
Okay. Well, the first three episodes during 1 week?
Yeah, we probably could do that. Okay. I'm sure we'll both watch all three episodes.
That'll be a super mega long podcast.
Yeah, we've had those before.
Yeah. I can't wait. There's so many things this season that's very interesting to me. Looks like Homelander is kind of going a little bit bananas.
He's gonna snap for sure.
Evil. We've got to wrap up the evil AOC stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Giancarlo Esposito. He's got to be more involved this season.
Of course.
You know, there's so many things. So many things.
Well, and then there's what's his name? The main character.
Homelander?
No. Black Noir? The good guy.
Huey.
No, the other one.
Oh, Lord Jesus. The English guy.
Australian.
Jesus.
What's his fucking name on the show?
Anyways.
Yeah. He's becoming everything he hates.
Only for 24 hours.
Still.
Yeah.
Still. His friend's like, dude, this is what you fucking hate, and now you're gonna do it.
It's a stair step.
Desperate times.
Call for desperate measures.
Yeah, you didn't need to finish that.
I was getting that. Yeah. No, I have to help you out. We have to steer the ship in the right direction, Andrew. But yeah, no, really, really excited. Last two seasons I've been A-OK. Diabolicals.
Butch.
Diabolicals was actually pretty good.
Just diabolical, but yeah, it was great.
You know?
I loved it.
I don't like Amazon as a whole, as a company, because like they're the evil empire. But damn, they put out some really interesting content.
Well, Disney as well.
Very true.
That's just, that's how it is nowadays, man.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
You just have to live with it. I mean, there's a whole like conspiracy that they just do this in order to keep us happy and under control.
Yeah, I feel controlled. Yeah. I feel controlled.
There's something to be said about that.
I spend a majority of my time
watching TV. The companies that run the world also put out these amazing TV shows.
Very true. Very true.
They're not so bad.
Not so bad.
I love The Boys. I love Mandalorian.
That's right. And it comes out one after the other.
I love Iron Man and Spider-Man. And yeah.
And each time one ends, another one comes out very soon after.
Yeah, just to keep
us all docile.
Exactly.
Just keep on watching the TV like we're drooling idiots.
We're lemmings.
Yeah.
That's it. Go to work, shut up, watch your show, and don't worry about what's going on.
I think there was a movie that we watched that had a similar theme. Nothing matters.
We'll talk about that later.
Interesting.
That's a little different, but yeah. All right, next up. So back in November of 2020, someone made a petition on change.org for Warner Brothers to remove Amber Heard from Aquaman 2.
Mm-hmm.
The petition has now reached over 4 million signatures. And I am one of them.
Really? You took your time to sign a petition?
It takes 10 seconds. You just type your name.
Just saying, I
an email, and they're like, "Hey, how about you give us some money?" And I'm like, "What do you need money for?" And I skip that part.
Right.
Amber Heard did say that her role has been pared down in the sequel. She also said that, like, first they tried to fire her, and then she fought her way back in, or something like that. It was weird, but
everything about this whole situation is weird.
Hopefully, she's barely in the movie.
Right,
just kill her off in the opening scene. And, like, even Aquaman's like, maybe she deserved it. Like, you find out she's a piece of shit because that's how she is in real life.
Right. Okay, I see it. Like, she comes up from the water.
Yeah.
Pirate ship comes by, and Johnny Depp just slices her in half. And then, bam, movie's over.
Johnny Depp's in the movie now. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. So he is a domestic abuser because he kills her.
Well,
that's not a good look,
Josh. They both seem like assholes. Let's be honest. Assholes of different natures.
True. So I did do some research, and I found out that the person who started this petition is obsessed with Johnny Depp, which makes sense. I mean,
yeah,
the person that's going to make this petition, she is obsessed with him so much so that she goes by Jeannie Depp, and her real name is Jean Larson. And like, she has a website, and she's like, yeah, and my real name is so close to Johnny Depp's name. It's like, no, it's not. No. Jean Larson? How is that like Johnny Depp?
Well, what Johnny's Depp, Depp's name is something different. That's his stage name. Johnny Depp actually has a different name.
Yeah, but she's saying my name is so similar to Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay.
And now she goes by Jeannie Depp.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm curious to see what Johnny Depp's real name
Johnny,
is.
Johnny, that might be something you want to keep an eye on. That lady sounds like she's Crazy Town Banana Pants. I know you seem to like those ladies, Johnny.
No, he was...
But be careful. Don't tip your toe in that water again.
Yeah, no, he's Johnny Depp. That's his real name.
Really?
There we go.
I could have swore.
John Christopher Depp II.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Mind's been blown.
Yeah. Also, Johnny Depp recently said that he would never return as Jack Sparrow in another Pirates of the Caribbean movie. However, producer Jerry Bruckheimer told Variety that Depp could return as the future has yet to be decided. Mm-hmm. He also said they're currently talking to Margot Robbie for the lead role in a Pirates movie.
Hmm.
And he said, we're developing two Pirate scripts, one with her and one without.
Interesting.
So,
how many Pirate scripts are they developing with or without Johnny Depp, though?
Well, I think one with Johnny Depp.
And then another
in case it doesn't work out. Because now, Ellen Barkin has come out and said that Johnny Depp was abusive. Like, she testified supporting Amber Heard, saying that Johnny Depp was abusive. And they took this whole story out of context. She said that he once, like, threw a wine bottle at her at a party. And, like, that was just, like, the headline for the stories, you know, like, in the online and shit. It comes to find out he was at a party and he got angry and threw a bottle. He wasn't aiming for Ellen Barkin or her head.
It was just in her general direction.
That's where the bottle ended up. Which, it's still not a good thing to just fucking throw a bottle at a party, but it's not the same thing as he was trying to hit her with it.
Right. Well, I mean, listen.
But yeah, no.
Stars are crazy. It just is what it is. Look at Homelander, who we just watched.
Okay.
I mean,
it's a fictional character. There's a little difference. He has superpowers.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. There's already been 5 Pirate of the Caribbean movies. And you know how many have been good? One. The first one.
The second one was meh, okay, but yeah,
the second one was good till the shitty ending.
Sure.
The shitty ending, and then the third one was trash.
Yeah,
the
it fourth just went one, downhill.
What was the fourth one? I don't even think I saw the fourth one.
Probably not.
I think I saw the fifth one. It was okay, but no.
I stopped after Orlando Bloom left.
So that was the third one. It was the last one Orlando Bloom was in.
Yeah.
At least he finally got some ass, but then he had to go live in the ocean. I don't know.
Oh,
anyways.
Right. So sad. So sad. But I mean, you know, I wasn't a total big fan of the Pirates. I know it's a big thing for Disney.
No, the first one was a fun, like, you know, family friendly action.
Fun
movie.
Family romp.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
They didn't need to make 10 more.
But it's just the way they roll now. You know, you make one movie. I'm surprised the movie that we saw Everything Everywhere All the Time, that might get a sequel. Who knows? I mean, they get sequels out the asshole.
Yeah, they could do a sequel. I'd be down for that. Yeah, sure. Probably shouldn't have a sequel, though.
Probably.
Also, Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy told Vanity Fair that the next Star Wars movie to come out will be directed by Taika Waititi.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Thor. Thor Ragnarok, Thor Love and Thunder.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jojo Rabbit.
So,
did you see Jojo Rabbit?
No.
You know who Taika Waititi is, though?
No.
So he voices Korg in Thor.
Oh, okay. I love Korg. Korg's funny.
He's the voice, but he's also... You didn't see Jojo Rabbit? Did you see the trailers?
No.
With the
Pull
little
it up
kid.
On the big screen.
No, the little kid, it's a movie about World War II, but the little kid is... His imaginary friend is Hitler.
No, I
you know
did
nothing
not
nothing about
see
this?
That.
Jesus,
no,
Josh. It's an amazing movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, with how good of a director he is, I'm down for that for Star Wars. They need someone good like him. It's a shame there's only a few directors that are capable of making good superhero content. Not that Star Wars is a superhero, but also, you know, it kind of is.
But, well, yeah. I mean, there seems like to be only a few directors in general that can do good movies. The Russo brothers.
Yeah.
You know, not many.
Well, there's plenty that could do good movies, but there's so many bad superhero movies. I mean, the last three Star Wars movies were absolute trash.
Right. And was it the guy that did. I can't think of. Is it the English guy, right? Is that who it was? Who? He also did Star Trek.
J.J. Abrams is not English.
No, it's another guy.
Ryan Johnson?
No, I can't think of his name. No, the one that did like Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, didn't that guy do a couple Star Wars movies?
No.
No?
No.
They were just Star Trek movies?
He didn't make them, he was just in them.
I could have swore he directed a couple of them.
No, J.J. Abrams did those Star Trek movies.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe he directed one of them, but he not definitely not Star Wars.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, this was first news in 2020 that Taika Waititi was going to develop a Star Wars movie, but now the Lucasfilm president says it'll be the next Star Wars film to come out.
Okay.
So that sounds promising.
I'm interested in that.
Also, Variety is reporting that Disney Plus is officially moving forward with a new Daredevil series.
Jake?
Oh, well, sure.
I mean, come on now, right? We don't know how dark it's going to be, considering there hasn't been anything very dark yet on Disney Plus. But, you know, maybe we might get... If we get a...
Moon Knight got a little dark.
A little bit dark. If we get half darkness.
Half of dark?
Half of dark. Uh-huh. But, you know, if it could edge up to some of the darkness that we saw in Daredevil on Netflix, I think we'll be fine.
Right.
You know, I was worried because the Kingpin was a little bit...
Watered down.
A little bit watered down in Hawkeye, so that's that's a little bit disconcerting. But, I mean, you know, if they're gonna keep on doing this stuff, we've got to get some stuff for the adults, you know?
I know.
Yeah. So hopefully this can be a little bit of a kick in the pants.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same people that made the first one. But obviously, Charlie Cox is going to return.
Mm-hmm.
Variety says Matt Corman and Chris Ord are attached to write and executive produce the show. And they were not doing that for the original series, obviously.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a continuation, but a little bit of a reboot at the same time. Kind of like how we said Kingpin was different in Hawkeye. He wore Hawaiian shirts, you know.
He was some more take it easy Kingpin. He was some more like, hey, y'all guys do y'all shit. I'm gonna go to Hawaii with one eye, probably.
Yeah, or no eyes. You never
or no
know.
Eyes. Yeah, could be blind.
Also, the first She-Hulk trailer was released last week. You can go to our YouTube channel to watch our trailer reaction. Me and Eric did it because it came out on a Tuesday. But go to youtube.com/HollywoodHogwashPod. Mm. Check it out. Show doesn't really look that good.
It looks
the CGI on She-Hulk looks really bad,
which is so
weird because she's next to Hulk and his CGI is good.
It's so weird. They're like, oh, we don't know how to make a skinny Hulk.
No, it's just the Hulk CGI was already done. They did it for Endgame, so that's a big budget movie.
Right.
Whereas She-Hulk is not as big of a budget, so they already had the Hulk done. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to start over and cost. So the She-Hulk's
no,
different.
No, they it's should
like,
well, start over. I hope that, because it's been met with some negative reaction.
Some?
So
look, they have a few months. They could make the CGI better.
I'm hoping this is like, you remember how Sonic, the first images came out, and people saw Sonic, and they're like, oh my God, what the fuck does he look like?
Yeah, but that took another year to fix that.
Sure, but this is a much smaller, you know, thing. So maybe you don't have to worry about as much, you know.
Smaller, it's more.
You know, I imagine she's not going to be She-Hulk all the time. You know, Sonic was Sonic all the time. So
no, she's She-Hulk all the time.
Is she? Fuck.
Just like he's Hulk all the time now. He's smart Hulk.
Oh yeah, because she goes Hulk. On dates as She-Hulk.
Yeah, that was horrible.
And damn,
swiping on
I've
Tinder.
Been looking for a She-Hulk all the time when I'm on Tinder. I've yet to find it.
You gotta try. You gotta keep swiping.
Gotta keep swiping.
You take too long to swipe. I told you.
I do take a long
You gotta time. Speed it up. It's a numbers game, buddy.
It's a numbers game. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, a lot of,
I'm left.
It kind
of
looks like Sex in the City meets Hulk. You know,
that's a good one. Typing on a computer, or whatever.
When me and Eric were watching it, we were like, "What are you doing, Step Hulk?" like to me, it looked like a porn parody of a Hulk. Like, you know, because the CGI was that bad.
Oh shit! Do you think we're gonna get sex scenes with She Hulk?
No.
Okay.
Well, we got close. I mean, you saw the trailer, but they'll cut away when she carries him to bed. I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm excited for Tim Roth returning. I'm excited about that.
And the Abomination?
Yes. Because Tim Roth was amazing in The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
So
I think there's going to be some interesting aspects that, you know, we're not gonna see. So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Right. Also, Saturday Night Live had its season finale last Saturday, and they said goodbye to four cast members, Kate McKinnon, Pete Davidson, A.D. Bryant, and Kyle Mooney are all leaving the show.
That's a lot. Interesting.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a completely new cast next year, huh?
Well, not completely new. They just have to replace a few people. But Kate McKinnon was like the main star of the show.
Well, I guess they figured, like, you know, Clinton is not going to run in 2024.
Uh-huh.
So we don't need her for any of those Clinton impersonations.
Well, it's not about that. She's been there a long time. You're not supposed to stay there forever like Kenan Thompson. He's the one that just never leaves.
Yeah.
But no, it's because, you know, they want to do other projects.
Yeah.
You go to SNL when you're a nobody, and then it makes you a big star, and then you become hopefully somewhat of a movie star, a TV show star, you know?
I hope.
Now, the show just hasn't been funny in so long.
No, too political.
Well, the show is always political, but it still was funny. It's just not that funny anymore.
Yeah.
They just don't even tell jokes anymore.
No.
And look, I'm more liberal. I consider myself a moderate, but I'm certainly more on the liberal side. But even I think the show's too liberal.
Tell me about your political views.
No, I'm just saying I think the show is too liberal. It just hits you over the head.
Yes.
Way
yes,
too much
does.
With it.
Oh, God. Field day with Donald Trump.
Especially with trying to influence, like, elections and everything. And I think it kind of did the opposite effect of what they wanted. Mm-hmm. I think people got annoyed by it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people that voted for Trump, like, did it because they were so annoyed with everyone else being so, you know.
It was an anti-vote.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. I'm just going to vote for Trump just to fuck with people.
Because people won't shut up.
I'll be honest. That was my turn. That was me in the first Trump election.
Good job there, buddy.
Yeah. That's on me, guys. That's my bad.
That's my bad.
He won by one vote. That's on me. I'm sorry.
You're going to get canceled, Josh. Jesus.
I didn't vote for him for the second time, so
I'm
good.
Did Trump send you an email inviting him to Getter, or what's his other social media?
Gab. Is it
not Getter? Well, there was Getter, right? But now he's doing another one, like Trump Social or some shit.
Is it? Okay.
Something weird like that. I don't know.
Well, he's supposed to get back on Twitter as soon as the sale becomes finalized with Elon Musk.
Monks. Yeah, Elon's Musk. Elon's monks. Yeah,
Elon's
he has a team of monks.
Yeah, when the sale gets finalized.
No, that's just what people think is going to happen.
I think he said that too in an interview, that he would let him back on. So, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, okay.
Also, Netflix recently confirmed that the season 4 finale of Stranger Things is going to be 2.5 hours long. I think that's a little long.
Sure.
Like, all these episodes are supposedly going to be over an hour. That's insane. Like, I don't know. It kind of feels like Stranger Things is kind of
going off the rails?
Past its prime.
Well, I mean...
I used to like it. I thought it should only have been one season, but the show just got so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought Stranger Things would have been better as like, each season is a different story at a different time. You know what I mean? Like, not always about these
like
kids.
Like Fargo. Yeah, Fargo is a different kind of story on each season.
That all connect in small ways.
Right. No, that would have been cool.
But, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to watch Stranger Things season 4. I'm just not that into it anymore.
And you know I'm definitely not going to watch it because I don't watch scary stuff, so.
Yeah, you don't watch scary stuff.
Also,
this is kind of funny. Some spoilers for season 4 have leaked out online because of a Stranger Things Monopoly game. Images of the game came out, and it has some spoilers for season four.
It's like whenever, you know, when Mandalorian first came out, and then there was a spoiler about, you know, some of the characters that might be in it because they were making toys.
Right.
And you have to make those toys in advance to come out when the character comes out.
Yeah.
So people are like, who's this new character that's coming out?
Right.
There's a Baby Yoda? What the fuck?
Yep.
And then Baby Yoda comes out. Like, oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of, people can't hold in the secrets anymore, Andrew.
No. Also, a sequel to the 2009 film Law Abiding Citizen is reportedly in the works. Did you see that?
That was the one.
With Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
Where he's in prison, but somehow he's killing all these corrupt people. Jamie Foxx.
One question for our movie rankings later on, because we're going to start doing movie rankings. But do you consider that a thriller or a horror movie?
It's not a horror.
It's kind of scary.
It's not a horror movie.
It's a little bit scary.
That's a thriller.
Okay, thriller. Okay.
Yeah.
File that away.
Exactly.
Yes, I did see it. I thought it was pretty good, but scary.
It's not scary. It is terrifying.
He killed so many people in so many unique ways.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's terrible.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But if you saw the film, how is there going to be a sequel? I imagine it's going to be an all-new cast with a different story.
That would be the only thing that makes sense.
I liked the film. I thought the ending was really dumb. And I heard recently that there's an alternate ending, and I read about it, and I was like, oh, that would have been a lot better.
Mm.
But that happens. That happens sometimes.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. It's got to be a new cast, a new story, and everything. So we'll see. But 2009.
Maybe it's going to be a prequel.
What is with these movies where it's like 13 years later? And, you know, they haven't even started this movie yet, so by the time it comes out, it'll be 15 years later.
I mean, think about it. Like, Avatar. Avatar was, what, almost 13, 2 decades ago?
13 years.
So it was, like, almost 2 decades ago. But, yeah. I mean...
Well, it...
Because no, Hollywood it, well, no, kid...
It was 2 decades ago.
Oh, yeah?
In a way, yeah. Not 20 years, but 2009. That's a 2001 to 2010... Or 2000 to 2009, right?
Technically, yeah.
Then 2010 to 2019.
Right.
Yeah, so... Mm. Right.
Yeah. Hollywood can't think of any new ideas, so they have to keep
on. Well, it's not so much that. It's just that people don't go to original movies anymore, for the most part.
Except for me and Andrew today.
Yeah, that was an original movie. That's true. Mm-hmm. I still do.
We're keeping
If a movie looks good to me, I'll go see it.
Or if you hear from the grapevine, because we did not think it looked good the first time we saw it.
But still, I told you what I said. It could be sneaky good, and it was.
Sneaky good.
What do you have?
I just got two quick things. So there potentially is going to be another Batman movie where the Joker is going to play. And I guess Matt Reeves has been doing some interviews and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of explained how the Joker got his scars. So you don't have to wonder.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You know, don't tell me in the movie. Don't tell me in the movie. Because that would make too much sense. Please, tell me in an interview with who?
Well, I don't know who it was with.
With the Hollywood Reporter?
I don't know who it was with, probably. But,
tell me in the movie.
I think you're going to be even more annoyed about how the Joker got his scars.
Oh, good. You want to know how I got these scars?
And it's really the most sensible way.
Well, then don't watch the movie. Okay, go ahead.
It's really the most sensible way that someone can get these scars. He was actually born with them.
What?
He was born with scars.
So he was a deformed child?
Yes, that's what they're saying, is that he was born with scars and deformity, and he had to live with that stuff his whole life.
So that's why he's angry?
Which made him crazy.
So he's just angry because he's ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not exciting.
So,
speaking of Batman.
Go ahead.
I am pissing off people on Twitter today, let me tell you.
Well, Andrew, you can't.
No, take I expected on, this.
You can't take on a beloved superhero like Batman and a really beloved new take on Batman.
Uh huh.
You're gonna be hit with some negativity.
So IGN someone with IGN posted like an opinion saying that the symmetry, like the endings of the Batman and the Dark Knight, like comparing the two, but they said that the Batman did it better than the Dark Knight. So I retweeted it and said the Batman did nothing, all caps, nothing better than The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I got 81 likes so far
Okay.
on our Hollywood Hogwash Twitter account. Follow us, Hollywood Hog Pod, on Twitter. Mm-hmm. 81 likes and a few replies. Let's see. I don't know who's... Okay. Better relationship between Batman and Gordon. I disagree. Better mystery? No. Better Batsuit? No. Better presence as Batman? No.
No.
Better version of Gotham? I would say again, no. Better crime scenes? No. Better bad voice?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I would say, I think there might
but
be...
But this person says, I still give the nod as the best movie to The Dark Knight.
Well, The Dark Knight...
Someone else said, okay, so I said, Batman did nothing better. This person said, except choreography, camera work, Batman's voice, use of gadgets, and not pretending it's more than a superhero movie. So I replied, just go watch Seven, because that's the movie the Batman ripped off. Completely, 100%. Two detectives trying to find a serial killer, and they don't. At the end, the serial killer reveals himself and his big plan. Yeah, like, it's
spoiler
exactly
alert,
Seven.
I haven't seen Seven yet.
It's the same thing.
Jesus.
You did see Seven, because you saw the Batman.
I will say, I think the relationship between Gordon and the Batman was better in the Batman than in Dark Knight. It seems like they were... They were a tighter bond than it was in The Dark Knight. But I agree with most of your takes.
No, I disagree with that, too.
I
like Gordon Batman's relationship better in The Dark Knight. I did.
No. This is why we have opinions, Andrew. Everyone's entitled to them.
Yeah, but still, opinions can be wrong
like
if
yours.
I say they are. So, yeah, anyways, what else you got?
I only got one last thing.
Yeah, no, whenever you're ready.
Joe Russo, who also directed the movie Everything Everywhere All the Time, all at once, no. Excuse me. Dear Lord
no
Jesus.
No wonder the movie was so fucking good. The guys that did Endgame and Infinity War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He revealed his favorite Phase 4 movie so far. And it, of course, is No Way Home. He was quoted as saying, I thought No Way Home was unbelievable. It was fantastic. I thought it was pitch perfect. It was one of the best times I've had in the movie theater in a long time. And it was nice not being involved. Uh-huh. As a film geek, I could just go and sit in a theater and just be surprised, laugh, and cry with everyone else in the movie theater.
Nice.
So, yeah. So that's what that's his favorite movie so far.
Right.
That was pretty interesting.
Didn't you have something up there that said a Spider-Man 4 update?
No, it was nothing. Bunch of bullshit.
It was bullshit.
Yeah, bunch of bullshit.
I figured because I was like, why haven't I heard about
exactly.
this?
Exactly. Yeah.
So do you want to start our movie rankings? We were talking about like ranking movies based on certain genres. Like, what's your top five favorite action movies? Top five favorite superhero movies? But I think we'll just start with. Just top five favorite movies of all time.
Right. You know, and I think it's a good thing. Everyone always has different top fives.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of cool to see what everyone's favorites are. And feel free to tweet me and Andrew and let us know what your favorites are. I'm interested in knowing what people like out there in the multiverse that is.
It's not a multiverse.
Our cinematic universe here.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to go first?
So I'll go first. And this is in no particular order.
Shouldn't it be in order, though?
Well, that's unfair.
All right, fine. Don't put it in order.
Okay, I'm going to put it in quick order. In reverse order, it's...
Reverse order?
In reverse order.
Are you going to do it? You're going to put it in order?
Yeah, I'm doing it mentally right now. So number five is going to be Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is going to be Super Troopers.
So weird for your
it's
top
so funny.
Five.
I've watched that so many times. I cannot get over it. And you're going to think number three is weird too. Number three is Blues Brothers.
Okay.
I've watched that so many times.
Yeah, that's strange.
Number two is going to be, you know what? I'm going to change it from what I told you earlier.
Okay.
I'm going to change it, throw a curveball at you because you're not going to expect this. But no, this is really a favorite movie of mine. I've seen it so many times. It's A Wonderful Life. I've seen that so many times. It's a yearly tradition in my family. I just love it. It's really great. Have you ever seen it?
It's a great movie.
Okay. And number one is going to be Endgame.
So no Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, I think, is going to have to get squeezed out.
Saving Private Ryan, Super Troopers, and Blues Brothers are all better than The Dark Knight.
So great. It's hard making a top five list. You know, I'm going by the movies that I've seen the most over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think that's how you make a top five list, right? Movies that you've seen the most, because those are the ones that you care about and love the most.
I see my favorite movie. I've seen my favorite movies a shit ton of times.
Okay. I mean, I've seen The Dark Knight multiple times, but I think I've seen those other movies more.
Okay.
You know?
Well, mine is not in a specific order.
Oh, no. You put them in a specific order right now. You just told me, you called me out for not putting them in an order. Let's hear it.
I can't.
Why not?
I can give you my number one.
Well, let's
work. But the rest are all.
Save number one for last.
Okay, so in the top five, Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
Inglourious Bastards. So okay. Two Tarantino films.
Okay.
Okay. Then Avengers Endgame. Mm-hmm. All right. And then The Dark Knight.
Right.
So I've got Christopher Nolan. I've got the Russo brothers. I've got two Tarantino films. And then my other favorite director, Martin Scorsese, is my number one film, Goodfellas.
I thought you were going to say The Irishman. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not the Irishman. Not even close. There's Departed. There's Raging Bull. There's Taxi Driver from Martin Scorsese. There's so many movies better. I think all the movies he made are better than The Irishman, pretty much. Okay.
Interesting.
The
Goodfellas, like if...
No, it's just Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, excuse me.
Yeah.
If we did a top five mob movies, it'd be in my top five. For sure.
Yeah, it better, or you're an idiot.
Is not mob movies considered its own thing? Or would we consider that in like
that's crime? Like crime drama? Well, yeah. See, now we have to see how, like, figure out how specific we want to get.
Yeah, we do need to figure that out, for sure. But we're going to do a list every week. We're going to try to figure out a different list every week.
So should we do, like, superhero next week? Superhero movies, top five?
I think we should.
I could probably do that right now, too. But.
Oh, Lord. We'll save some suspense. Let us know what your top five movies of all time are. I wonder how many people put It's a Wonderful Life in there.
And Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers is really good. I watched that so many times. It's so great.
Yeah.
So great.
All right, then.
And it's so musical. You know, in my top five, all you had were really dark and gritty movies. I had a comedy. I had a drama. I had a movie from the 60s. I had a superhero movie. My top five touched everything. Andrew just sits here in his little box of...
Wait, you didn't have a horror movie in there?
I didn't have a horror movie in there. Yeah. It's too scary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk episode 6 from season 6 of Better Call Saul.
The prequel to the half-season finale.
That's no. Not a prequel.
No,
it's not a prequel.
It's just a pre to the half season finale.
Stop. Just stop.
Just stop.
Okay. Just stop.
Shit.
Good God. So we learned that Kim was
a bad girl.
A bad girl, originally corrupted by her mother.
Seems like she could get corrupted pretty easily between Jimmy and her mom.
Well, now you could be like, oh, that's why she likes Jimmy.
Because
he reminds her of her mother.
Give her a little bit of sense of danger.
Yeah.
Some thrill.
And, you know, maybe her mother didn't love her enough.
Her mom seems like a real big asshole.
So what was the whole deal there? I don't understand what their plan was.
I don't think there was a plan. I think that she had gotten caught for trying to steal something, and then her mom was trying to get her out of it by being fake mad, and then her mom just stole it at the end. Like, look, I did you a solid.
But why? Okay, I guess. A lot of kleptomania in the Breaking Bad universe.
Yeah.
Because Kim and her mom... And then Hank's wife, Marie, in Breaking Bad, was a kleptomaniac.
Oh, that's right. Always stealing spoons.
Not just spoons. Fucking jewelry. A lot of shit she stole.
I guess so. Yeah.
Well, once was like a photo of like another family. It's so like, good. Why? Why, you psychopath? But yeah, it was interesting to see that, Kim, as a young girl, just to learn, give some backstory to her.
And I guess a little bit more backstory that I had seen, I think it was on Reddit, was that apparently the earrings that the mom gave to Kim are the earrings that she still wears today.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like how Jimmy still wears the ring from his friend that died.
Right.
Yeah.
There's more of that in this episode. More stuff like that that we'll get to. We finally meet Howard's wife, who doesn't appreciate him. Like, he was so nice. He made her that coffee with the peace sign. And then she was like, oh, cool. Blech. Poured it into another mug. That was the first time I felt bad for Howard.
What? You never felt bad for Howard many times?
However, could you be married to him? No. He's so boring. He's a fucking robot. Of course she doesn't love him.
He is.
He's such a robot. Anyone would get bored with him.
Did you ever see...
Hi, honey. I made you this coffee. Oh, do you want to go to the thing later? No? Oh, well, fuck me then.
No one's going to fuck me.
No one's going to fuck me.
Did you ever see...
Hey, Jimmy, you want a box?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yes.
And Santiago's, before she got engaged with Jake, that boring guy...
I never watched all the whole show.
So. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, she was dating a cop that was super boring.
Uh-huh.
He didn't do anything. All he did was talk about Pilsners and making Pilsners and everything. She's like, okay. If I hear Pilsners one more time, I'm going to kill you. It's just amazing. It kind of reminded me of Howard here. Just right. How Howard was just so bland. But sometimes he tries to play it cool every once in a while.
Yeah.
But he lets it slip that he's still kind of lame. Just like, I can't deal it anymore.
Did you ever watch Saved by the Bell, The College Years?
No, that seems awful.
Well, it was.
Okay. Dear God.
But the actor that plays Howard was in that show.
Really?
I think he was a teacher. Or maybe he... I think he was a... Or someone, but Kelly was dating him at one point. And he even then, you hated him because he was dating Kelly and not Zach.
Interesting.
Know?
So he's been a douchebag his whole life, huh?
He's always been playing douchebags. Yeah. Anyways, Howard's PI saw Jimmy withdraw 20 grand in cash, and obviously that intrigued Howard. And then Jimmy and Kim get a drug from the vet that makes your pupils dilate. So there's still a lot like that we still don't know. Like,
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, what's with the cash? What's with the drugs that he needs?
Every week they've been laying little breadcrumbs.
We'll find out next week.
Right, but it's been so mad. I guess it's just really good storytelling that I still have no idea what's going on, even though they're telling me every week what's going on.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Look, Breaking Bad, what was it, season 2 when Walter made the poison? And then like...
The ricin.
And then nothing happens with the ricin until the last episode of the show in season 5.
Right.
That's long-term storytelling.
That is
at its finest.
That's really good.
Yeah. Also, the veterinarian is retiring soon from the crime world, so he lets them look at his encrypted black book of criminal contacts, and it's all like in codes, so that it has to be encrypted. Did you see when Kim grabbed the business card?
I did.
She was like, "Oh, best quality vacuum, huh? Okay, that was awesome."
If you saw a cut to the vet, you'd probably be like, don't look at that one.
Right. Mr. Disappearer or
yes,
whatever.
That's probably what it said on the back.
Yeah.
But no, so I guess maybe next week or in the next season, he buys that book from him.
Who does?
Jimmy, because Jimmy has those contacts.
Probably, yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of interesting to see.
Right.
But I do kind of want to, I would love to see like another prequel, but just about the vet. And like how he went to acquire all these different types of shady ass people.
Right.
It seems pretty interesting. His backstory seems interesting.
Yeah. Do you want to see the Disappearer show up again?
Maybe.
No, he's not gonna.
Damn.
That actor died in real life.
Damn it.
He died like the week. What the fuck is the Jesse movie?
El Camino.
El Camino. He died the week that that movie came out.
Really?
And, you know, he was in El Camino.
Interesting.
So, yeah. We see Saul's office looks so nice. And when we first see it, I was like, oh, it's so nice. How did it get so gross in Breaking Bad?
Right.
And then we immediately see why. It's because his clients are fucking disgusting.
People burning holes in the couches.
One guy pissing in the plant. He's like, what are you doing? No. Keep peeing there.
I love that when Francesca went in to talk to Jimmy and he's like, let's sidebar in the law office.
Yeah.
And the law office is outside the alley.
Well, it's also because Francesca's desk is in the same room with the clients. But then in Breaking Bad, she's in her all other room
behind
because
glass.
She's disgusted by them.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So Cliff invites Kim to Santa Fe to meet representatives of a.
Well, you missed.
Well, I was going to go back.
Okay.
Yeah. He invites her to meet representatives of a foundation that finances projects similar to her pro bono work. Mm-hmm. But it's also the same as D-Day when they're going to, you know, complete their plan against Howard. But Jimmy tells Kim, you know, go anyway. And then Jimmy has Francesca call Hamlin and associates as a daughter of one of the senior citizens mm-hmm. at Sandpiper. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
And she's like, this won't be a regular thing, right? He's like, no, of course not. Of course, she does that all the time in Breaking Bad. Yeah.
But it was kind of nice to see how she was so hesitant at first. But, you know, now it's just a part of working with Saul. I just do all this crazy stuff.
But just as it is in the beginning, like money makes everything better for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just like when he hired her last week again.
Right.
Gave her a signing bonus.
I'll double your pay.
Because he knows he can trust her. Then Jimmy hires the college students. The college students are back, those asshole kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they photograph an actor impersonating the mediator in the Sandpiper case. And we still don't know like what that is about.
No.
But then at the end of the episode, Jimmy spots the real mediator and his arm is in a sling. Right. So Jimmy's like, oh, fuck. He calls Kim. He's like, we got to call off D-Day. But Kim, who is in the middle of driving to Santa Fe, says it happens today, and she turns around to go back to Albuquerque and to probably seal her fate.
Probably. See, we're laying breadcrumbs that Kim just keeps on doubling it down just on just all this reckless behavior.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't enough standing up to Lalo uh-huh. in season 5, now Jimmy actively sees something, a terrible flaw in the plan.
Yeah.
And yet she's like, nope, just go ahead with it anyways. It's going to happen today whether we want it to or not.
Right.
You know, something tragic is going to happen to Kim.
You believe me now that she's not dying? She's going to jail.
She's going to prison?
She's going to prison. She's going to get caught doing something that involves, you know, with
this. See, I have a hard time seeing that she would go to prison because I feel like Jimmy would take the fall for her.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, if we're taking odds,
but if you get caught red-handed, how could Jimmy take the fall?
Sure, I guess that's true.
So there you go.
So we still have Andrew picking prison.
Yeah,
in Las Lunas apparently, and I'm picking Lalo stabs her to death.
Okay, Jesus, stabs her to death.
I don't know. I tried to think of something graphic.
That's rough, man.
That's a rough way to go.
That's very rough.
He hasn't killed anybody in a long time. I think he's...
You think Jimmy wouldn't be this upbeat guy in Breaking Bad if the love of his life got murdered?
So he's upbeat and happy that she's sitting in prison?
No, but still, that's not as bad as being murdered.
I don't know.
And getting hand jobs from your masseuse.
Or maybe Kim and Lalo get married and run away to Germany.
The fuck are you talking about now, you psychopath? By the way, the tequila that Jimmy was about to buy... Is the same tequila that Gus poisoned Don Eladio with.
Really? The Añejo?
Yeah.
Well, the Añejo is also...
That big blue bottle.
Right. It's also what Jimmy and Kim had that New York stockbroker buy when they were doing that scam on him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat. That's had like a whole little through line.
Yep.
Yeah. And expensive, it seems.
Yeah.
Hey, if anybody wants to send us a bottle of that Añejo... You know, we'll put it up on the desk. I'm pretty sure it's real.
Also, Mike's having some of his men keep watch on his granddaughter. I guess he's worried about Lalo going after them, right?
Lalo's going to murder somebody.
Why would he murder Mike's grandkids, though? Or his grandchild?
He's a cartel guy. He murders whoever he wants.
Yeah.
He murdered that nice Mexican family, you said.
That's because he had to, though. He had no choice. He wanted everyone to think he's still dead.
Even the wife? The wife seems so nice.
Yeah, well, she would have talked.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So yeah, Lalo tracks down one of the German workers, and Lalo takes an axe to the stomach. And that was a really interesting scene because you're like, oh shit, does Lalo just die here by this German guy? And then that's right. The end of his story.
I kind of thought
some kind of little twist.
But listen, it's just like when a super villain is giving a long, lengthy speech.
Oh yeah,
you know you can't do that, and you can't get close.
Wait, please. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Maybe we can. And then he cuts the guy's foot off. He's like, we're going to have a talk.
And it's not going to be a pleasant talk, I would imagine.
Oh, no, this guy's dead.
Yes.
Yeah. We're never going to see that guy again.
He did such a good job hiding for him for so long.
Yeah.
You keep your distance from a guy like that, you know? Poke him with the stick. Like,
what is going to happen with Lalo? I don't know. Maybe Mike kills him, and that's why Gus loves Mike so much. I don't know.
Maybe.
But remember, in Breaking Bad, Jimmy thinks that Lalo is still alive.
In Breaking Bad?
Yes. Lalo is mentioned one time, and it was really just an improv line. Well, it could have been improv, but you know the part in Breaking Bad where Walter and Jesse kidnap Saul, and they're going to kill him, Saul talks his way out of it?
Did he mention Lalo?
When they first have the guns pointed at him and they're wearing the masks, he's like, are you with Lalo? Lalo, Lalo. And he just says Lalo. And like, that's it. This is why they created the character Lalo in Better Call Saul. Just because of that one reference.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's like, are you with Lalo? And he like says something Spanish like, Lalo. That's it.
Wow.
Damn. So in Breaking Bad, Jimmy still thinks Lalo could be alive or, you know. Yeah.
Maybe that's the flashback we get.
I don't know about that.
That's interesting. No, right. It kind of makes me want to watch the whole series again.
Yeah, you should. Like I just did. So yeah, that's next week is the mid-season finale. Then we have to wait 6 weeks for the final 6 episodes. But yeah, something big's obviously gonna go down. Kim's either gonna get arrested, Lalo's gonna kill someone or be killed.
Right.
Walt and Jesse could show up. We know that they're gonna at some point, they told us. It's happening.
It is.
I don't think Walt and Jesse will see them next week. But there could be like a hint of it. I don't know. Who knows?
The Añejo is actually a fictitious brand of tequila.
I thought so.
Damn.
I told you.
Well, you can send us another bottle.
Well, like Tarantino, that's what Vince Gillian does. Like Tarantino, he has fake products. He doesn't do
Coca-Cola.
He doesn't do product placements like that. Like, no. Like over-the-top product placements.
Okay. So the next episode's name is Plan and Execution.
There's not much subtlety in that title.
Kim's dying. People.
Why are you excited for this?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying it as much as I can so I can be prepared when it happens.
If Kim dies, how are you going to feel?
I'm going to feel super sad.
Yeah. You're going to be
super sad.
If they kill Kim, it's going to be like in Breaking Bad when they kill other people that we love. And it's like, you motherfuckers. I fucking hate you.
Somebody's dying.
By the way, the reason why Giancarlo Esposito directed episode 6 was because he wasn't even in it. Remember, like, we were thinking that someone was going to die. You were like, someone's going to die, but it was because he wasn't in the
action
episode.
Grind. You know what? They're probably going to deepfake us, and the person that actually dies is just the German guy.
That's not happening.
Oh, it's someone else? Interesting.
Someone, yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. We'll see. Can't wait for the mid-season finale, which comes out today. Technically.
Yeah.
Because the podcast comes out on Monday. Anyway.
Should we live tweet it?
tomorrow night?
Tonight.
Oh, sorry. Wink, wink. That's if you're listening or watching the podcast today. That's true. All right. Let's talk everything, everywhere, all at once. I loved this movie. I loved it.
It was a really good movie.
I felt like I was in a whole other world. Like afterwards, I was so like amazed by it. It was like ecstasy to me.
I love it. They deep faked me once when they did rolled the end credits.
Oh, that was great.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And they're like, it just started over again.
I was like, oh, a cliffhanger. We're getting a sequel. I was actually excited. I was like, sequel.
I will. Okay. It was a good movie, but I'm going to say that it was kind of hard to get through the first, maybe the, until we just went all craziness with the multiversal stuff. That's when I started to understand a little bit better. But when it was going back and forth in that whole first act, it was just really tough for me to follow. And it was, I was getting really antsy. And
the first act is called character development.
It took a while to develop that
but
stuff.
But when you take time developing characters, that's what makes you care about the characters.
I did care. Yes, I did care.
See?
Yeah. But I had a hard time. Okay, so this movie was about someone coming out. This was about family values. This was about small businesses.
No.
This was about being crushed by the IRS.
No!
This was not!
You missed the whole point of the movie. This movie is about acceptance. It's Evelyn accepting her daughter, her husband, her grandfather accepting her, or I'm sorry, her father accepting her, and the grandfather accepting the granddaughter.
The IRS accepting her?
No, shut up. The daughter accepting her mother, and the most important one was Evelyn accepting herself, because she could have been any one of the people in those, any one of the versions of herself in the multiverse, but she chose to stay in her original one. Because you think about that, it's like, wow, we've joked about this on the podcast, like, wow, there's some universe where
Josh
has got it all and everything, but at the end, you just got to be happy with yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I'm happy for the Josh that's out there. This Josh I'm not currently happy about.
No, that's but see, you
so
missed
I guess
the point.
I missed the point. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
No, I'm that rock that's always running away from the other rock and I tumble down.
This movie was heartwarming.
It was good.
The action was great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hilarious.
It was very surprising.
It was hilarious.
You don't think a movie with hot dog fingers would be a good movie.
Oh, my
but
God.
Goddamn, it was not bad.
They got you to care about the scenes where they have hot dog fingers. And it was like, oh, my God, wow, that's great.
That's so touching.
Yeah.
It was really interesting.
I mean, the elevator scene when he the husband, who's not her husband, you know, like from another multiverse.
Right.
Like shows her everything, and she replays her entire life in a matter of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And like from the moment she's born, and the doctor's like showing the dad, "I'm sorry, it's a girl." Like that shit's hilarious.
That's so sad because it's true.
Like there's you know, because it's about Chinese immigrants in America,
right?
But at the same time, there's so much like Chinese culture in the movie.
No,
like
they were,
"I'm sorry, it's a girl."
There were Chinese people in China.
Oh, they were in China.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's why she was sorry, because it was the one birth rule in China.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So then they ended up coming. She came to America with.
Yes,
husband.
That's what I mean. They were living in America, mm-hmm. but yeah, when she was born, obviously it was in China.
Yeah, sad.
Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, and she has butt plug trophies that come into play later.
Those weren't real trophies.
Well, they just look like butt plugs, but yeah. And
they were very interesting plugs.
Like when she was going back and forth, she couldn't tell which one was evil Jamie Lee Curtis.
Because they both were about the same.
Well, they were both evil, but only one wanted to murder her.
And who would have thought Jamie Lee Curtis plays a pretty damn good villain?
Well, she's a good actress.
She was good. I liked her.
I mean, in Halloween Kills, she was the hero. In this one, she's the worst.
Well, she also.
I mean, she was terrifying at some. Certain parts of this movie, but she was great.
Even with hot dog fingers, she was pretty terrifying.
Yeah. And I also like how you have to do something really weird to jump in another universe.
Yeah, it's so strange.
Because it's something that has to do with that universe, too. Like, well, that's not stupid. You're just drinking water.
So they drink the water, or they put gum in their mouth, and then they push the earplug or whatever.
Yeah. But you have to do, like you have to chew gum that's a used piece of gum under the table. One time he had to like eat chapstick.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's disgusting. And then one was like, you have to profess your love to her.
Well,
and that was because they were in love in another universe. Evelyn and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, I just got that one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They were lovers in the hot dog finger universe.
Okay, she had to say that she loved her to get the kung fu powers, but in that universe, she just had hot dog fingers. She didn't have the kung fu powers.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. But yeah.
I thought it was very clever, though, and very unique how they had to do weird shit every single time.
It was very strange.
And this movie also had a lot of similarities to The Matrix, but I think it was on purpose. Like, they were kind of like homages. They were winking at it, winking. I mean, when she's hiding through the cubicles,
mm-hmm.
that's just like the Matrix scene where he's hiding in the cubicles. Yeah. And then when it's like, oh, you have to go to this universe to learn martial arts, they basically could have just had her say, like, I know kung fu.
When the bullet hit her later on and stopped.
Yeah,
and
she then could she stop bullets like Neo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, Jamie Lee Curtis learns pro wrestling moves. Is that pro wrestling?
Funny.
She's going for a backbreaker.
She went for a backbreaker, a dropkick, and she power drives someone to broken their neck.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
No, that was the daughter that did that.
The pile driver?
The pile driver, yeah, that was later. But yeah, I mean, so many great lines, like Evelyn tells her husband, I saw my life without you. It was beautiful. So much, like, just fucking dark humor in there. That's so great.
Mm-hmm.
And Evil Joy hates her mom because she tortured her in another universe, and... I fucking told you it was her. It was so obvious to me.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, for sure.
And when she shows up as a different version of herself, the mom's like, Joy, why do you look so stupid? Like,
it was just like a real mom. You know, she had all those real mom scenes. Like,
yeah.
You know, even before all this, she told her to, you know, you look a little bit too fat.
You're too fat here, you know.
Who hasn't heard that from their mom?
Right.
I've heard that recently.
People that aren't fat.
Yeah.
Probably. But yeah, Joey like explodes the guard's head and he turns to confetti. That's when she pile drives him. Then she murders another guard with a two giant dildos.
Oh God, that was fantastic. So funny.
It's fantastic.
She turned another one into Chiquita Banana Man. Yeah,
right.
And was dancing with.
Yeah.
It was just this movie was like so wild.
It was insane.
It's like the strangest, most interesting movie I think I've ever seen.
It's so unique.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I mean, there's been a lot of movies I've seen that try to explain the meaning of life and stuff like that. And I think this is the best explanation of that
that I've ever seen. Just accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
This is the best, I think, you know, more interesting, like, kind of universal travel movie, too, because we just saw Doctor Strange.
Yes.
And I think this one is a little bit even better at, you know, transforming different, you know, characters and just traveling the universe.
This is my favorite movie in a long time.
Even better than Doctor Strange, huh?
Well, yeah, I said a long time. That's only a couple weeks. Hmm, yes, sure. Better than Doctor Strange, better than Spider-Man.
Did this just make your top five?
Not top five, but I do love the movie.
Interesting.
I have to see it a bunch more times for it to make my top five, I definitely want to see it again.
Hey, well, now we got that unlimited pass. You can go back there two or three more times this week.
I can. Yeah, that is true. Maybe since Endgame, my favorite movie since Endgame. And Endgame was 2019. I mean, I did really like The Suicide Squad. That was really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, in a long time. Favorite movie in a long time. Her not husband is like, no, you're living your worst you. You're a bit like this. Is like
so I'll be weird. Honest. I felt a lot of myself in those scenes.
Yeah. And she keeps verse jumping to learn other skills from her other lives as she's fighting people.
Because she's trying to become the same level bad as her daughter.
And her husband and daughter that don't know what's going on yet. Like, she's drinking, like, orange soda. It gives her power. Yeah. Like,
why? Sure, why not?
And Jenny Slate is in it, who I really love her. And she uses her dog to fight. I thought that was really funny.
Oh, that's Ralphie's sister? Raffy's sister? No. She's from, what movie is it?
Huh?
Or what TV show was she from?
She was on SNL.
She was on...
she was on Kroll Show.
Kroll Show?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's what it was from.
That's where we have the butt plug fight. Where, like, the guy she's fighting finds out he has to... put the butt plug in his ass
to get a different power.
Yeah, and like she's trying to stop him.
It was so
from
funny.
Putting a butt plug in his ass.
So she stops that guy from putting a butt plug in her ass, guy just comes out
naked.
Of nowhere and puts the butt plug in.
And you know, it was nice of them to blur the dick and balls, so we didn't have to see it. But it might have been funnier.
But you still see the butt plug swinging out of his ass.
Yeah, but I mean, the movie was rated R, so they could have had it in if they wanted to.
I appreciate the blurring, though.
But maybe because in China you had to blur it anyway, so they're like, well, we have to blur it in China, we have to blur it here too.
Was this movie shown in China? China doesn't show anything about gay people, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's not in China.
Yeah,
never mind.
I think so. I couldn't imagine this movie being shown in China.
And then probably the funniest part of the movie is Evelyn's trying to explain this whole thing to her husband and daughter. And she's like, it's like that movie, Raccoonie. And they're like, you mean Ratatouille? No, Raccoonie.
Where the raccoon is on your head.
And then there is a universe where she's a chef, but her coworker is like stealing her spotlight and she's going to get her shift. But she finds out that he's hiding a raccoon under his hat. And the raccoon is why he's an awesome chef.
It was so
funny. And the raccoon talks.
It was so funny when he gets seen, the raccoon's like, pick up the.
We have to kill her.
And he starts edging towards her, trying to kill her.
So
a
funny.
Very dark version of Ratatouille.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But this
amazing.
Movie goes, this movie goes like back and forth from like having touching moments. Like, you know, it's like Evelyn and her daughter having this like touching moment. It's really serious. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, the universe could be ending. And then they show the fucking raccoon in the cage being driven away.
So sad.
All the way. And he's
I
like,
miss you.
He's like, don't forget about me.
And then the guy's like, I'm nothing without you.
Yeah.
No. Then
they go to the hot dog fingers where Jamie Lee Curtis and Evelyn are sticking their hot dog fingers in each other's mouth. Then the people dancing on TV and mustard squirting out of their fingers. And
ketchup. I'm imagining that's orgasms. That's the only thing
right.
I could think of.
Probably.
I
mean, imagine all like this. So much stuff happens so fast in this movie that think of all the things we missed.
Oh, tons.
That
tons.
Like you have to watch this movie in slow motion a second time to catch everything.
Yeah, maybe.
And
so.
I probably will in certain scenes.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the everything bagel, she puts everything in the universe on this bagel or whatever. And
just because it means
nothing. She wants to kill herself.
So sad.
Then they go to a universe where they're just...
So this is a movie also about mental health. Jesus.
It is, yeah. But it's really about acceptance.
Acceptance. Accepting.
She wants to kill herself because she's not accepted. Mm-hmm. I assume like the person that wrote this, like, you know, either they, you know, they're the daughter or they're the mother or the father or something like that. You know, like there's got to be some strong connection there. The original script for the movie was written with Jackie Chan in mind for the lead role. So originally it was going to be a male lead role.
Interesting.
But they changed it to a female, which I'm glad. I mean, everything about this movie was perfect, but...
Mm-hmm.
There's one universe where they're just rocks and we're just reading what they're saying to each other as rocks, as mother and daughter.
That's
so fucking great.
So good too.
I thought the movie was ending there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just turn to rocks and they leave happily ever after in this.
Yeah.
In this nothing.
The message is just accept yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
you're a rock.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I'm a rock.
Mom, we're rocks. God, just
you know,
stop.
It just, the universe keeps expanding with every expansion. You just realize how insignificant you are.
Right.
You're a fucking rock.
You're a worthless piece of shit. No, it was like you're a small piece of shit or whatever,
small
right?
Piece of shit. Yeah.
It was something like that.
With every universe that you find.
Yeah.
You find there's one sun, but there's actually hundreds of millions of suns.
Infinite.
I
loved how the husband was so clueless the entire movie, yet at the end he was so right about everything.
Yeah.
Like, stop fighting, just be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of fighting all the people attacking her, she finds out what makes them happy and gives them that, including the guy that likes to be tortured like S&M shit.
Oh, Lord.
And he's like spanking. She puts a gag in his mouth and spanks his ass and he orgasms.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah. And just the whole like thing, like nothing matters. And the daughter sees it as like, nothing matters. You know, that's it. What's the point of life? I'm just going to kill myself. And like, we've all thought about like what happens when we die. And it's like, oh my God, like, is there anything? Is there a heaven? Like, heaven. Does any of this matter? And then you start to get depressed when you think about it, right?
It's very true. Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought of it that way too. Like, nothing really matters in the end.
Right.
So who gives a shit?
Well,
but then this movie is like, yeah, nothing matters. So do whatever you want to do. Like, they twist it to make you feel a good feeling that nothing matters.
Nothing matters, but enjoy the small moments throughout life that do matter.
Yeah.
And that you can take joy and pride.
But at the end, when like the mother and daughter is like, well, what do we do? And it's like, we could do whatever we want because nothing matters.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, like that's a, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a good message.
It was. You know? It gave me a different outlook.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to have to watch it a few more times before I can find that same outlook. I'm still at the Rock phase. I'm still the Rock. I was the rock that was tumbling downhill. Get away from me.
Josh is just a rock. His brain is a rock.
I'm just a rock.
There's nothing in it.
Just shut the fuck up. We're just insignificant. You know,
can I just be a rock,
can
please?
Can I just be a fucking rock, Andrew? Jesus Christ. Leave me alone. Just let me sit here in eternity.
You didn't get the good message. I have a great feeling. If you noticed, I didn't yell at anyone when we were driving home. Did you notice that?
We even drove the speed limit. I was surprised.
Even the cars that almost hit us, I was like, just be kind. It's all good.
That's great.
It's all good.
I wonder how long that's going to last.
I feel great.
That's good.
I just have to watch this movie every day, and I'll feel... Every day I wake up, I watch this movie, and I start my day.
Yeah. What was that with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler? Was it 51st
Dates? 51st Dates?
Yeah, yeah, you're going to be the same, except watching your life on tape.
Yeah.
When you start the morning, you're just going to watch this to start your morning.
Right. But no, I love the movie. 10 out of 10 for me. 10 out of 10.
This is definitely worth watching. 7. 7 for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's definitely bad
for you because you didn't get the same message as me. Maybe you have to watch it again.
It's definitely worth watching. You know, if you look at the trailer and you think it's a goofball and you don't think it's interesting.
Well, it is, but it's everything.
Right. All at once.
Everywhere. All at once. Yeah.
But I would recommend watching it for sure.
I mean, just for how funny it is. The movie's hilarious.
Yeah. Stay through the first credit sequence.
We knew, like, come on. I was like, wait, I think this movie's over 2 hours. We're only an hour and a half in. This can't be the movie.
Right.
But yeah, also, I was reading some trivia on IMDb, and apparently when Evelyn, when she's fighting people with her pinky, and she uppercuts that one guy with her pinky, they play the sound effect from Super Smash Bros. When you, like, have a critical hit.
They had a couple interesting music and sound choices throughout the movie. I'm trying to remember a couple of them. Of course, they play the soundtrack from Godzilla. The little I can't think. Clara de Lune.
Okay.
Clara de Lune.
All right.
From Godzilla.
Sure.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
They had a couple other
ones. Also, apparently, I didn't notice this in the first watch, obviously, but in the hot dog finger universe, whenever they play music, the music is poorly played because everyone has hot dog fingers.
Oh, and everyone's playing music with their feet.
Well, yeah, that's why later it's like, yeah, play with your feet. And what was also great was Jamie Lee Curtis in the original universe, she has a cast on her arm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when she's playing the piano with her feet, she has a cast on her foot.
Yeah, because she's been working with
her. Or not
a
cast, but a...
it's like a little cast, a soft cast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because she's been using her foot all the time to sign papers and all that.
Yes.
So interesting little note. This was directed by Daniel Schreinhardt and Daniel Kwan, better known as the Daniels, apparently.
Daniels, yeah.
One of the things, they've directed a bunch of music videos. Uh-huh. One of the music videos they directed was turned down for what?
Okay. Okay.
They also have directed music videos for... Foster the People.
This is their first movie or something?
And Tenacious D.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they've done short films, feature films. Before this was The Swiss Army Man.
And they wrote it. They wrote and directed it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you ever see The Swiss Army Man?
No. Oh, so they did a few movies.
But that was it. Oh, it actually had Paul Dano in it. Okay.
Nice.
Interesting. Yeah, so this was the first, I imagine.
So one of them's white. The other guy's Asian. I imagine he's Chinese.
Mm-hmm. But this,
so I imagine most of it was him.
Maybe pulling from, you know, memories or whatever.
Yeah.
So the first movie they did, Swiss Army Man, had a budget of $3 million and made $5.8
million. Uh-huh.
And Everything All at Once, this one had a budget of $25 million and in the box office has made $61 million.
That's just domestic, too.
Domestic,
just
yeah.
domestic, $61 million.
It's not going to be played in China.
And the major production company was A24.
A24.
And this is their most successful movie yet in theaters. I found that out. They also produced Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
Oh, right.
So this beat Uncut Gems in the box office.
Right. Okay.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I just want to thank the people that, like, just all the reviews and people on Twitter and social media saying how this movie rocked. To where, like, it made me want to go see it. I was like, I feel like we have to see this movie.
I was very reluctant. Andrew was like, we've got to see this movie. And I was like, I guess, sure. But I appreciate Andrew for...
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate the fans. You know, we're just a fan service podcast.
I listen to the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we listen to them.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Go fucking see this movie. I'm telling you, it's great.
Yeah.
All right, fan questions. Excuse me as I belch.
No problem.
All right, here we go. Bobby the Mark Soydam, how would you guys book Jesse and Walter showing up? I hope they get more than just one episode. Maybe tease it for a few, then boom.
Ugh. See, I really have a hard time trying to understand what they're going to do.
But when it's a show that's this good,
they don't really need to be in it.
No, I'm not saying that.
In my opinion, they don't.
They don't need to be, no. But when it's a show this good, I don't like trying to book my own version of it because I trust Vince Gillian so much.
Right, and you're just going to be disappointed no matter what because Vince Gillian's going to have a better version of whatever.
Of course, yeah, most likely. These are his characters. He does them very well. It's like me trying to predict a Tarantino film or trying to tell him what to do,
mm-hmm.
you know. So,
I appreciate the question, Bobby, but just let Vince Gillian tell the story.
Yeah.
It's going to be better than anything
like
you
Bobby,
can think
I get
of.
It. Like when I book a better Raw, you know.
That's easy because anybody can do that. I mean, Andrew's son Leo could book a better Raw.
Probably.
But Andrew's son Leo is not going to book a better Jesse and Walter appearance.
Oh, don't underestimate my son. You never know.
So sorry, sir.
Pop culture junkie, fuck, marry, kill, Amber Heard.
Ugh.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, Lord.
Pamela Anderson.
Well, I guess you married
this
Pam
is all
Anderson?
Of them now, right?
I would imagine so. I guess you marry Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson's the least insane, right?
She does seem the least insane.
You fuck Jada Pinkett Smith because she doesn't care. She'll just fuck you and just to make Will cry.
And I guess you just murder...
You kill Amber.
Amber.
She's a terrible...
With Johnny Depp, though. I guess Johnny Depp would help.
Johnny Depp and Paul Bettany, because they wanted to kill her together, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And rape the corpse.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Those are in the texts that they sent to each other.
I haven't been keeping up with everything. Apparently, I missed that one.
Yeah.
But I think that's the right order.
Amir, can we get Stone Cold do the funny how section of Goodfellas? So it's Joe Pesci, but it's Stone Cold.
I'm funny how? Like a clown? I amuse you? I make you laugh? What? Come on, you're big boy. Speak up for yourself.
I don't know. I need like the whole quote, but that's basically it.
Okay, that's good.
I make you laugh? What? I amuse you? What? I'm funny like a clown? What?
Do you think I'm funny like a clown? Like a clown?
Stop it. Remember what I said about doing impressions?
I can do a Joe Pesci.
What did I say? What did I say about doing impressions?
Do you think I'm funny? You think I'm funny? No, that's not Joe Pesci.
That's pretty funny.
That's good.
What did I tell you about doing impressions?
I can only do Roddy Strong.
Don't do impressions.
I can do Roddy Strong, and I'm growing. I can do a Joe Pesci.
That's it, Josh. How long have I known you?
I think I've got
7 years.
I think I've
got one impression. One.
I've got a pretty good Danny DeVito, too.
No, you don't.
A really
As the
good
penguin?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You going to bite my nose off?
Well.
Jesus Christ!
Well, Batman.
When does he say that?
No, come on. No.
Well, Batman.
Yeah, I was warming up.
Peter, I know you guys weren't big on Young Rock, but there were two recent episodes that were wrestling fun. Okay. I don't know. Every time I've seen it, I just cringe.
Statement or question?
That was just a statement.
Sounded more like a statement.
Carlos Ramirez, who is Batman's second greatest foe? Now, is this movies or comics? Because I don't know the Batman comics well. But Pop Culture Junkie says the writers and casting directors.
That's pretty funny. I would imagine...
Omar says Ra's al Ghul. Like in the movies?
Ra's al Ghul.
In all the Batman movies?
No.
You want to do that?
No. I mean, I guess...
So Joker's one, obviously. That's why they said second best. Who's the second best villain of all the Batman movies? Bane? Or Ra's al Ghul?
Or maybe the Riddler? No. Maybe Two-Face?
No, not Two-Face.
Hmm.
The Riddler was great in the Batman. Again, the only really good part of the Batman was the Riddler, but I would still give it to Bane or Ra's al Ghul.
That's a pretty interesting question. I guess that's more subjective, too. Or, you know, well, there's a lot of opinions to that one.
Marcus Muniz, when can we get movie brackets? That will be coming at some point. Just don't know when yet. Riddler, is there a better prequel than Better Call Saul? Nothing compares. Batman Begins, a distant second. Although, like Jason Dearn replied, I'd call Batman Begins a reboot, not a prequel.
What about Gotham?
It's a reboot.
Is Gotham? No?
No, that's a... Okay. No. And yeah, Batman Begins is not a prequel. It's a reboot. So, Better Call Saul, best prequel.
I'm trying to think myself.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I would think.
Yeah. S. Thorne, Pushfire Barry classic Arnold movies. Commando, Running Man, Total Recall. Hopefully they're not too scary for Josh.
Man.
Oh, look, Omar said, really? Josh.
Would Running Man be considered a scary movie?
Running Man?
It was kind of scary.
No. You've seen all of them?
I've seen all of them. I would push
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
It's fucking amazing.
Barry, Running Man, and Fire Commando. I liked Running Man.
I love all of these, but I think that's right. Commando is not worth being fired, though.
No.
And Running Man is not worth being buried either. They're all fucking great.
Where's the Predator in that one? The Predator should be up there.
Yeah, but Predator is like a legit good movie.
Yeah. That's
these
scary
three are
movie,
like
right?
fucking ridiculous, but they're amazing at the
Predator
same time.
Predator a scary movie, right?
No.
No?
No, that's action.
Action horror?
Action. I would say that's more action.
Damn.
It's Arnold, dude. Action movie. Jason Dearham, I think this week would be the best time to introduce Walt and Jesse in the storyline, maybe in the cliffhanger, be the perfect time with the mid-season break. It would create a lot of hype, giving anyone who's missed out on the show so far a couple of months to get caught up. By the way, I think they want us to root for Howard and hate Jimmy and Kim, especially after showing us a glimpse of his miserable home life.
Yeah, you should have been
Why?
Rooting for Howard.
Everyone
for a
relates
while.
To Howard because everyone has a shitty wife.
Shitty wife, and people are always fucking with you. I mean, Jimmy and Charles McGill fucked with Howard for so long. So long. But also about bringing in Walt and Jesse right now, I don't think so. Because
again, my
they're
idea,
not gonna be in the they're not gonna be heavily featured in the next season.
My idea would just be like a blue bag of meth drops on Jimmy's desk or something. Look what I've, you know, some, but that's, I feel like that's just a too obvious.
Yeah.
Like
certainly.
That's probably in a bunch of like fan fiction shit.
I think we're going to get Walt and Jesse in a quick one off. And I don't think it's going to lead to anywhere. So showing them.
Of course that's the lead to something.
Well, that's what I don't, you think so?
Of course. That's to mean something. He's not going to just do it for no reason.
Fan service.
He's not going to, yeah, but still, he's not going to do it for no reason. He put Walt in El Camino, and it was a scene. That's what I mean. That's what it'll be like in Better Call Saul. It'll be something we didn't see them do.
Because
in El Camino,
alive.
They had breakfast. We never saw that scene in Breaking Bad, right?
Walt's still alive.
No, that's not what I mean.
I think so.
I mean, he could be.
Maybe he is. Know?
But I don't think so. That would be jumping the shark at that point. But no, I think there could be another scene that we didn't see in Breaking Bad. Look, in El Camino, yes, it was cool to see Walt, but it made sense. He talked about Jesse's future after all of this, you know, like, so I think they'll make it make sense.
Okay.
I trust Vince Gillian. Peyton Livingston, how would you rank the movies you have seen in theaters this year so far? What have we seen?
Well, obviously, this movie we just saw is number one for Andrew.
Number one for me. I think so. I don't know why you had to say it sarcastically.
I still like Doctor Strange. I think Doctor Strange is going to be my number one.
Nick Cage, the Nick Cage movie.
That one was good.
Sonic 2.
Sonic 2 was good.
Morbius. Bleh.
Morbius is last, whatever the list is.
This is just movies, right? Yeah. Movies. Batman 89.
We did see that one.
The Batman. Uncharted. Nope. Jackass Forever. Are you writing all these down?
Yeah.
The King's Man.
Oh, no, that's last.
That's last.
That's last.
Don't Look Up.
That's somewhere in the middle, probably.
And the South Park. Oh, I wouldn't count South Park. That's not really a movie.
Okay, so no.
You wrote all of them down?
Yeah, Batman. And then there was
another. I could probably do this quick.
What was the other one?
Morbius.
Oh, Sonic. Yeah, so I think this is my list. Doctor Strange, Everything All at Once, The Batman, Sonic, Don't Look Up, Uncharted, Morbius, and then The Kingsman. Bam.
Okay. Let me see. For me, it would be Everything Everywhere All at Once, number one. Then Doctor Strange. Oof. Then Sonic 2. Then The Batman.
And then it's just a downhill
then
turn.
Then it's the same. Don't Look Up, Uncharted, Morbius, Kingsman.
Yeah, it's just a solid downhill.
Then it's just shit. And I don't give a fuck. Because it's all shit.
But whatever the list is, Kingsman's going to be the worst movie we see this year.
It's so bad.
Yeah, if we do a Razzies or whatever at the end of the year, that's going to be the worst.
Fucking bad. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Give me your son.
I think your son wants to fuck me.
Take off your underwear.
Let me lick your wounds. It's like blowing the dad. Jesus Christ. Omar, can we get a Jurassic Park movie marathon recap? All the universes are colliding. The original cast of Jurassic Park colliding with the new cast of Jurassic World. I'm calling it right now. Next Jurassic Park is going to be Guardians of the Jurassic Universe.
That's funny with Chris Pratt. Listen, if Andrew wouldn't watch Top Gun before we see Top Gun 2, there's no way on fucking earth that he's going to make me see every single one of those god-awful
Jurassic Park movies. Well, I am going to watch Top Gun before we watch Top Gun 2.
Oh,
I am
really?
Going to watch it. Yeah, I have to.
Interesting. All right.
The only problem is, next week, I'm going to be out of town for like the whole week, and I'm not getting back till Sunday.
Oh, shit, that's right.
So we'll have to do Top Gun 2 the following week. We'll just be a week behind with Top Gun 2.
So we're going to do Top Gun next week?
No.
Oh.
No, I'll probably just watch it on my own.
I mean, I like it. I'll watch it.
Yeah. But, I mean, next week we have the mid-season finale of Better Call Saul and the season premiere of Obi-Wan. Then the following week, The Boys starts. So we're going to have Obi-Wan and The Boys, like, every week for a while. So we're going to have a lot.
Right.
Yeah. But that is all for fan questions and comments. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast wherever you're viewing us. We have also exclusive videos on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/HollywoodHogwashPod. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Hollywood Hog Pod. Again, like Josh said, let us know what your favorite top five movies are of all time. I would love to see everyone's list. All the people I know in my life, I always ask them, like, what's your favorite movie? You know, like, I like to know everyone's favorite movie and all that. I'm so obsessed with that stuff.
Yes, we will critique the list as they come to us.
Yeah, that's right. And next week, we'll see you next week. Better Call Saul, mid-season finale, and the premiere of Obi-Wan. I think it's the first two episodes they're putting Obi-Wan.
Maybe so.
So, yeah.
So, the death of Ken Wexler next week.
I don't think so. She's going to be in cuffs. We'll see.